Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today.
Story time on Good Day, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, the Boys Club. Kenny Kessler is here. We seem to have lost Jennifer in the dust. That's all right. We're here to manifest destiny. You sound like Wayne Dyer. Maybe I should take over for him. What do you think? He's passed away. Now there's a new standard bearer. I could go out and tell those stories about how to manifest what you want, thoughts of things, take good care of yourself. He was treating his cancer by having positive thoughts and other things he was probably doing as well. I don't bet that that hurt.
How'd that work out for you?
Prolonged his life. Well, he wasn't going to prolong. Wasn't going to make him live forever.
Right. Hey,
circumstances.
I've been through that.
If you have, and you did it with positive thinking, but you had help.
Nothing but positive thinking.
Other stuff.
And you got to go there everywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes the positive thoughts want to take you in a different direction.
Yeah. Well, so you help yourself by thinking, keeping your thinking and your thoughts on the up and up, if you will. The hurricane season has begun. Story at DougSteffen.com today about forecasters trying to figure out which of the four hurricanes that are currently cooking in the warm waters of the Atlantic and Pacific. Not likely they're going to come together, but we have an interesting map at DougSteffen.com today. A Category 4 hurricane is something in the 140 to 150 mile an hour. You probably want to stay away from those if you can. Or another. Here we go. Hurricane triplets. Kilo, Ignacio, and Jemina. Is that how you pronounce it? It's J-I-M-E-N-A, not Jemima.
I hope they have papers. They're not getting into this country without them.
Let's hope not.
That's right. We're building a wall.
They have formed in the Central Pacific. First time three hurricanes that held a Category 3 rating or stronger had formed in the Central and Eastern Pacific basins at the same time. First time ever! Probably not. First time in recorded history, maybe, yes. But I'm thinking, would you have liked to have been a fly on the wall? Do you think flies existed? When did flies first come into existence?
Oh, I think they've been
a million years, 2 million, 3 million.
Let me wiki that and see what comes up.
Yeah, find out when flies first were discovered.
Wiki. Really.
Wiki on flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, when I said that being a fly on the wall, I was trying to imagine what it would have been like for hurricanes to blow across the same areas that they're blowing across now, but there was nothing there. Nothing. I mean, this planet is almost 5 billion years old, and it's a relatively young planet when compared to other planets that are in, not necessarily our solar system or even this galaxy, but there are many planets that have been around for 14, 15 billion years, if you can even imagine that. So anyway, back to what it was like on Earth as the Earth formed, the plates, the continental shifts, the divides, if you will. In and among all that activity, there have always been hurricanes. There's always been weather here. But, I mean, again, let your imagination run amok for a while. Think about the planet as it was formed out of gases and then got together, got solid, and created the masses that we have today over millions, hundreds of millions of years. But when do you think the first storms were? Thinking about the Pacific and the Atlantic and the storms we have today, these are not modern-day phenomenons. They've been around, as weather has been around, since the planet was created. It's a pretty awesome thing to think about. I find it, anyway, to be awesome. So here we have the National Hurricane Center back to reality in today. Ignacio's path ought to take it close to Hawaii. Forecasters expect the storm to weaken as it approaches the island and will not have any direct effects one way or another. Let's see here. Ignacio is a Category 4 storm. That's what I was talking about. Winds of 150 miles an hour. The others have been downgraded. But still, having all that activity at once, and then the El Nino and La Nina effect, and what does that mean? But the storms are more westerly, and that's why I was saying earlier, Richie, that for the storm season, we have only like 9 or 10 predicted storms for the Atlantic. But because of La Nina and the effect of the warming Pacific, the waters need to be warm. And this is part of what the president is talking about with global warming. They're tracking why there are so many hurricanes. Pacific Ocean is normally colder than the Atlantic. Bigger, different influences. The Atlantic is warmer because of the Gulf Stream. Don't ask me why all of this stuff happens. I don't have the slightest idea. But the Gulf Stream starts in, off the coast of England, goes across the Atlantic, hits landfall above Daytona Beach. So that's why it's so much cooler in Jacksonville than it is down in Vero Beach, for example, because the Gulf Stream is what warms up the water. What's responsible for the Gulf Stream? Who knows? But normally, the storms, if you look at the track of a lot of the storms, they come, the hurricanes, they come in and may veer off of Florida and go in a northeasterly direction. Oftentimes, they follow the flow of the warm water, which is the Gulf Stream. So if they're going to impact or hit further up the coast, it's because those waters are warmer. And we've had fairly warm season. I don't know what the temperature of the water is in the Carolina. Richie, what's the in the Delmarva off the beaches there? What's the temperature of the water? You been in there?
I would say probably 72, 73, something.
Pretty warm.
Like that. Hey,
yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yes, Richie.
When was the last hurricane to actually hit the United States, and what was its name?
3 years ago, Ruth.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
Big time wrong.
Really?
Big time wrong.
All right, so when we're
ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
We haven't had a hurricane hit the United States in 3,326 days, or October 24th, 2005.
Huh.
Now, you're probably saying, wait a minute, what about Sandy?
Sandy was a superstorm.
Superstorm.
Yeah. Not a hurricane.
We have not had a hurricane hit the United States since October 24th of 2005.
Sandy was a...
And it was Hurricane Wilma.
Yeah. That was after Katrina. Sandy was a combination of a bunch of storms that collided. They called it the perfect storm. It was an example of the perfect storm.
I was listening to a story about this the other day, and I found it unbelievable.
Really?
And they say that there's no rhyme or reason. You cannot predict hurricanes.
Right.
You can. Just is no rhyme or reason.
Yep. All right, I can predict something, that you will have ill health if you don't take care. One of the themes of the program today, Richie, has been your health and well-being, how you take care of yourself. We were talking about smoking. Kenny, you got some comments on my remarks that I made about smoking. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I know we have some people taking shots at me because of that. People taking shots at me because of what I said about Mrs. Clinton. Let's start with the smoking shots. They were amusing. Yeah, go ahead.
Earlier this morning, Doug had suggested that it was about time to outlaw smoking.
Yeah. Something practical and realistic. Like,
well, let's make smoking pot legal.
Well, that's somebody. One of the comments was, let's keep marijuana, I think, what was the terminology, illegal or something, or off the books, or one of the comments I saw.
The ban on marijuana, and then we can see about tobacco.
Right, who said
Greg?
That? Greg. Okay.
Greg.
All right, what else you got?
K.A. says the tobacco industry is too big, that would never work. He also says, I'm a smoker, and infringing on people's freedoms is dead wrong just because others don't like it.
Well, it isn't about we don't like it. It's that it makes us sick. You want to make other people sick? That's the way to think about this. Not that other people don't like it, but it makes other people sick. Aren't you concerned? Do you not care? You can kill yourself, pal, but do you really want to inflict that damage on other people?
You watched your mother. I watched my father. They don't care.
I think my mother would care if she was still alive at this point. But anyway, keep going, Kenny. What else you got?
Margaret says, despite the progress that's been made with smoking laws being banned indoors in public places, etc., an outright ban won't work. Alcohol is extremely destructive, and now they want to legalize marijuana. Mm-hmm. People just seem hell-bent on preserving their right to self-destruction.
Well, that's their right. Although, kill yourself if you want to. Just don't try to bring me along with you.
Well, hey, listen. In the last 10 years, smoking has dropped.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not anymore. That stopped. Girls, young girls are smoking more and more, and that's bringing the numbers up. Look at the stats.
You could make the case, and you and I are not big fans of making laws to curb behavior, but you could make the case that the no-smoking laws have curbed smoking over the last decade.
Yeah, they've had some effect, positive effect, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But education's helped, too.
Education, exactly. Yeah. There ought to be more education, more health education in the schools instead of this damnable common core
I'm not a fan of laws, but seatbelts and smoking, yeah. I think it's worked.
Right. All right. Let's have a comment or two on what I said about Mrs. Clinton. Again, this is facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. What I actually said, Eric, was that I did not say that Fox made up a story.
It's another one that wasn't listening.
I said, that's correct, they weren't listening to the exact words.
Right.
What I said was, because we were talking about Mrs. Clinton and the emails and all this other stuff, and how she may be devious, untrustworthy, doesn't tell the truth, but she's smart. And
nobody doubts she's smart.
Then I said that Fox has made up this whole thing in order to take shots at Hillary. I didn't say they made up a story, pal. I just said that they made the stuff up to create something that is long since, whether you like it or you don't like it. This is not about liking. You know, what bothers me.
How could Fox make up her having a server for her work?
They've created all of the hoopla that's around it. They didn't make up the fact that she had a server, but they've created this whole distillery of
I got news for you.
No, you don't have any news for me.
The press and all the other Sunday morning shows are all over it.
Yeah. They're all over it. What have they gotten? Nothing, because she's smarter than they are. All I said was that this was
classified emails.
Fox has, but what have they found in the classified emails? Here, you know what they found in the classified emails? Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Here's something that I just found in Hillary's emails. Just by, stand by, everybody. Where are we on this? Mrs. Clinton in an email with the subject line, gefilte fish. One of the thousands of emails that were released from the private server she used while she was Secretary of State. Now, that's probably not the most important one.
They redacted all of the critical information.
Yeah, but you can find
classified
that.
Classified information.
You, can
you can't find it.
Stuff.
They redacted it.
Okay, why'd they do that?
Because it's classified and they don't want dummies like you and me knowing it.
Thank you. Speak for yourself. I'm not a dummy. Although even some people think I am a dummy because I say that this whole business with Hillary Clinton is a red herring. It is not going to ever go anywhere. She's smart enough. This is the point. I didn't say anything about it. It becomes easy to take a shot at Fox because they're easy to take a shot at. She's easy to take a shot at. But that you can take a shot. I didn't say Fox was dumb. Fox is run by one of the smartest people that's ever been in the television
business. Got a stick.
And exactly. And Hillary Clinton is also one of the smartest people that have been in public service for a long, long time. And as a result of that, the information you're going to get is of not much value, not enough to hang her out to dry, maybe enough to question what she's all about. But the guy,
trust factor is
yeah, I know. But this guy stoops to the same foolishness that other people who haven't got anything to say, and that's, you sound like just all the rest of the other liberal media. No, this is not a liberal program. This isn't even a political program. I have a point of view, however, that people who are one-sided and look at this only one way don't appreciate. So that's fine. But that doesn't mean that the rest of the program doesn't have value. Oh, the rest of the liberal program. Sorry. No stamp. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com. That's CudaSign.com.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
One of the most talented of all of the. Maybe we should explain the difference between Hispanics and Latinos, because they are two separate members of the associated tribe. Cubans are known as more Latinos. Do they? Are they not? And the Hispanics are Central America, Mexico, that sort of thing. Would you say that was true, Richie?
Hispanic is... my wife says she's not Hispanic. She's not from Spain.
No.
Although her heritage certainly would be from South America.
In that area, that's all Hispanic. Right. Yes, right.
Spanish. So she calls herself a Latina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, all of them are Spanish in language or Spanish derivatives.
Right.
But, for example, the Cubans are not. They have a different culture, I think.
According to the internet.
Yes.
Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans are Americans descending from countries of Latin America and Iberia.
Mm-hmm.
More generally, it includes all persons of the United States who self-identify as Hispanic or Latino. So they're saying Hispanic and Latino is the same thing.
Really? Huh. I've heard people describe it differently. All right, anyway, Gloria Estefan's 58th birthday is today. So we have a little Gloria concert going on here. What do we
ever
got next?
Have you ever eaten at a restaurant in Miami?
Say what?
Have you ever eaten?
I have not. I don't spend much time in Miami. I don't like Miami anymore. Honestly, I go through the airport there, and that's about it.
Yeah,
I know
it's pretty hectic.
In going, spending time in Miami.
Good Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, really. Is it her husband or her brother that's big in the band with her? You don't know his name, other than last name is Estefan.
Mr. Estefan.
Mr. Estefan. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's her last name.
Yeah. Some of my Spanish friends refer to me as Mr. Estefan.
No relation to Gloria.
None. No. Her thoughts are our thought of the day today. You've got to believe, never be afraid to dream. Gloria Estefan. It's one of her big hits. She's had, what would you say, Kenny, 10 or a dozen songs?
Oh, yeah.
To number one, or we're at number one. She's
sure.
Kind of laying back now. What's she doing? She even touring now?
I
think she's busy. I think I've heard her name, but I'm not sure. It's the truth.
I'm glad I asked. All right, that's our tribute to Gloria Estefan. Let's talk a little bit about the way you start your day. I was talking earlier about with Meredith about how I was a little slow. I was feeling like I was a little slow, and she said, "Have you had your Neo 40 yet?" And I said, "No, sir. I just popped it at the top of the last hour, and now I feel the difference." You will feel the benefits of improved nitric oxide levels when you get on this program from Neogenesis, the laboratory responsible for Super Beats, and now Neo 40, these capsules that have all of the same things, the properties of the Super Beats, but yet they're in a capsule that when you put in the mouth, it absorbs quickly into your system, so you're ready to go in just 3-4 minutes. Whereas if you have a glass of Super Beats later on in the day, it'll take its time, 20-30 minutes, to assimilate into your body and give you that push.
Get
what
ready.
Push comes from, what am I getting ready for?
No, when you drink your Super Beats.
Oh, yeah. Right. Great. If you're an exerciser, if you're an active exerciser, it's a great way to get the blood into your muscles, your brain, all your organs, because it opens up the nitric oxide in the beets, opens up your arteries so that your blood pressure is normal, brings it down if it's too high, all of that stuff. So many different benefits from using nitric oxide in the Neo 40 capsules and Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order to get in on the wonderful way to start your day and keep yourself going through the day. Super Beets, Neo 40, 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
You can never be too thin, says the WAG, but can your cholesterol be too low? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. There's a new group of drugs that lowers your cholesterol unbelievably. They're the PCSK9 inhibitors, and they drop your LDL cholesterol, the bad stuff, to single digits. But is that good? Here's the thing. We know PCSK9 inhibitors lower cholesterol to levels rarely seen in adults, but so what? If they don't stop you having a heart attack, stroke, or prevent you from dying, what good are they? That just means you're spending $14,000 a year to perform cosmetic surgery on a lab value while you still end up having a heart attack. DCOC advice? We won't know for 2 years if PCSK9 inhibitors are really lifesavers. So think twice before taking them and make sure all other ways to lower your cholesterol are exhausted. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Greetings, kids. I'm the Wyndham Rewards Wizard.
Dad, you said that we will have a donkey.
Timmy, your dad has earned something better. What's this?
Whoa, where are we?
All those business trips earned so many points. Now, you're in Orlando.
You're the best, Dad.
Not Dad. Super Dad. Wizard out.
15,000 Wyndham Rewards points earns a free night at Baymont Inn and Suites or over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Start with our summer bonus point offer. Visit BaymontInns.com for details.
You've earned this.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now 33 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The word of the day is yes. Let's move ahead. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I with Andrea Metcalf joining us in a few minutes. When you should send children to school who do not feel well, or at least they say, Mommy, Mommy, I got a tummy ache. I don't want to go to school today. Really? Is that really what's going on? We'll find out in a few minutes. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com today. Interesting, the new Iowa poll shows that Ben Carson is tied with Donald Trump. Yeah. At the top of the pack, the rest of them are really almost inconsequential. You'll remember last week, Trump had 24%, Carson had 12, so he's worked hard to move himself up, and the work has paid off. So those of you who are following this with...
How interesting would a Trump-Carson ticket be? Or Carson-Trump?
Well, it would never be. Trump will never settle for
the
second position.
Yeah.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, including some folks who I trust a great deal, who are into various forms of non-traditional thought, who think that a Trump presidency is a very likely occurrence. It depends on what happens.
Newt Gingrich was out yesterday saying...
Gingrich says, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Say what you want about Gingrich, but he knows how to call him.
Yes, he does. It'd be interesting to see how he's a traditional Republican. How do these people get behind Donald Trump?
Here's the headline on Newsmax yesterday.
23%. Yeah,
Newt Gingrich. Trump is electable. Won't hurt GOP.
No, he's very electable. But you know what I like to see about this? This third person in this Iowa poll is Carly Fiorina. So every single one of the people in the top three are all for change.
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, real serious change.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for quantifying that.
Serious change.
Because most people, I mean, everybody says, Washington is broken.
Open change.
Yeah.
All right. Huckabee and Rick Santorum only have 2%. Boy, those guys falling off. Santorum never had anything, but Huckabee's gone fast. I like Kasich. He only has 4% support. Jeb Bush, 5%. Oof. So you got these people who've got a steamroller, they've got a juggernaut going and moving. Also trending at Doug.
Keep waiting for that. I mean,
what?
Trump is the bull in the china shop, and you keep waiting for him to knock the shelf over there.
Second item on the trending list at DougStephan.com today has to do with the hurricanes, beginning of the hurricane season, what's going on in the Pacific, dangerous weather there. How'd you like to be a pilot flying and trying to hit Guam in the middle of the ocean? And find out when you're on your way to Hawaii, okay, the airport's closed. Huh? Where do I go now? You got mostly 8 hours of fuel. It's a six-hour flight. Where do you go? For 2 hours? I don't know if people ever think about that. You don't go to an island if there's any weather on the island. You don't do it. You stay. Even if the airlines are dumb enough to send the plane, if you get a problem, where are you going to go? You don't get enough fuel to fly back again. Most of those planes don't have the ability, even if you fill them up, to go over there and come back again. They're using 757s for the most part now. Some using 767s. And Southwest is using a 737. You're just about able to get there on that tin can.
Hey, before we get too far away from the presidential election.
Yes, Richie.
Guess who else is throwing their hat in the ring?
I think you have something up your sleeve, and I'm not sure who it is.
No. This is legit.
Jim Rizzoli.
No, I don't know who that is, but okay. Jim Rizzoli.
Who's going?
Remember Ted Williams?
Ted Williams,
the golden voiced homeless guy.
Oh yeah, he's running.
Yeah, he was
really.
He was on radio in Marion, Ohio, the other day.
Yeah,
and says that he plans to run for president in the 2016 election. Says he hasn't established a campaign staff yet. Won't elaborate on fundraising, but he says the plans focus on fair housing, veterans issues, jobs, and improving schools.
Really?
Apparently, he's been speaking at corporate events and other speaking engagements. Recently.
Good for him. Good luck. Gives a little variety.
Yeah.
Yesterday, OPEC, a squad of the world's biggest oil producers, said it might be open to working with other countries now to boost the price of oil. There are 12 countries in the mix, mostly located in the Middle East or Africa or South America, produce about half of the world's crude oil. Their oil profit game has been thrown off by fracking. Producing of oil and gas. Was it yesterday we were talking about all the gas that has been found off the coast of someplace? So it was a changed the scheme of things. Where was it? Where the Russians, it had to be, wasn't France. Where was it, Kenny? You remember? It was wherever it was, it's going to disrupt the all of the gas that's. Oh, I know. It was Morocco, I think. Nah, I don't know. Egypt. It was Egypt. Where all the gas, yeah, I know, it was Egypt. And all the gas had been coming from Russia into the Middle East. Now they can't hold that over their head because the Egyptians got enough gas for the whole area. I don't mean that to be fresh. But if you have any meals when you're in Egypt, make sure that you have toast and tea.
Explain that to me. The Middle East doesn't have enough gas. That's where pretty much it all comes from, right?
Gas, no, natural gas. I'm talking about natural gas. Yeah, yeah. They have a lot of oil. But I'm talking about how they supply the rest of that area. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Looks like OPEC might open the doors to revive the oil prices. A lot of people think that means the U.S. and Canada will see an increase in oil prices. OPEC isn't known for playing nice anyway. Dropping oil prices has been a big blow to some of their members.
OPEC doesn't have the control they used to have.
No, and that's the point. Thank you, Richie. They really don't.
They can sit there and blow their chest all they want. They just don't have the control they used to have.
Speaking of blowing your chest, the Ashley Madison hack. Public release of emails of adulterers or wannabe adulterers now ensnared a Christian theologian, Robert Craig Sproul. Never heard of him before. Anybody know who he is?
Nope, not a clue.
Known for his first initials, RCS, stepped up to face his problem. He says, I'm being taught a lesson in God's grace. Now, there are a number of researchers who say, and there's an article in Christianity Today this week, one of the bloggers that writes for them, speculates hundreds of pastors, deacons, and others involved in religious enterprises will be in the shaming spotlight because they are connected to Ashley Madison. How about them apples? Huh? This is the website that cooks things up so that people can have extramarital affairs. I mean, all the hypocrisy. Remember all those Republicans that were, you know, to do the family values crowd and they get caught screwing around with their wives?
All politicians.
All right, what did you start to say?
Here's a website that helps you check to see if your name is on the Ashley Madison list.
Really?
AllAboutAshley.cr, yeah. You can check, Doug.
Really? I don't, well, we know he was here. Put Jennifer and Roberta. I was under the impression he put everybody's name on. Yours, mine, Kenny's.
I don't think so. I think Jen and Roberta signed up just to, for research purposes.
Oh, there you go. All right. So should we pause for a moment because I want to get Andrea in here and talk about this is a very important area of Andrea's expertise. And because we have a lot of people who are not sure what to do with their children when they say they're sick, Andrea's going to help you out in that debate. I don't want to go to school today. I got a tummy ache, Mommy. If you're like the millions of American men and women who suffer from thinning hair, listen to this. This is not a put-on. This is not a joke. This is not for fun. This is the real way, even though there is skepticism with Provia, cleansing the scalp. You've used cheap shampoos. You buy them at the dollar store, those creamy shampoos. They plug up your pores. And the stuff that you put on your hair to keep it from blowing in the wind gets into your pores, plugs them up, got to clean them in order for the hair to grow back again. So if especially in the front your hair is thin, you should call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. You get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate, and you'll also get another bottle. So you get two Provias for the price of one. And you get an upgrade to priority shipping as well. This product gets your hair back or you get your money back. That's really the bottom line here. It's good. You'll enjoy it. It's fun to see your hair come back. It has a volumizing agent in it that thickens your hair that is up there. So it starts from the get-go, making you look better and feel better about yourself. Hair thinning a problem? No more. Call 800-525-8319. Fix the problem with your thinning hair. 800-525-8319. Get the way, the brand new way, to stimulate hair growth. That's what this is. All natural. Provia. 800-525-8319.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
During September's National Preparedness Month, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's READY campaign urges families to prepare for power outages, storms, and other emergencies. Amanda Grandy with Briggs & Stratton explains.
On average, a family will lose power 5 times a year. Power outages lasting longer than 12 hours can cost families thousands of dollars. These costs can include spoiled food, basement flooding damage and repairs, appliance repairs, and even extended hotel stays.
How can families be well prepared?
First, make an emergency preparedness kit and family communications plan. Then think backup power. Gasoline-powered portable generators are capable of powering your essential home appliances. Better yet, a permanent standby generator can be professionally installed so it automatically turns on when an outage occurs. And smarter technology is making standby generators more affordable now than ever.
For more on protecting your home from power outages, go to powernow.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
8:46 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf joins Richie and Kenny and me. Her website is andreametcalf.com. If you're being confronted by your children, if they haven't already, they'll try this at some point during the school year. All children do. I'm sick. Mommy, Mommy, I don't feel well. I want to not go to school today. And this is a statistic, Andrea, that I was shocked to read. On average, the average child in school, public school, misses about 20 days a year. That's, when you consider they only go to school, what, 180 some odd days a year? That's a big chunk out of learning and exposure. So what is it that you, if you have a mildly sick child, what do you do? First of all, how do you know that they're not fibbing?
Are you asking me how do you know if they're not fibbing?
Yes, I am.
I think some of us know our kids well enough. They're not running a temperature. That there's a good chance that they can still go to school. But I think the thing you touched upon is the amount of days that kids are out of school is just alarming. So we've got to do everything we can to keep our kids healthy.
So how do we do that in a practical way? You know, there's a lot of information around about sugar these days and how debilitating it is. We know that if you feed your children too much sugar before they go to school, they bounce off the walls, never mind the effect that it has as they grow older to their actual bodies. But there are those things, and sometimes parents give the kids the sugary cereal to wake them up, to get them so that they'll be aware and awake when they go to school. So what do we, if we're not supposed to feed our children that stuff, what do we feed them? How do we get them going out of the door in the right step, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, for years we've always thought that cereal was the best way to start the day. And what we really need to think about is giving them some good protein. Carbohydrates are important, which are the sugars, but let's keep them in forms of whole fruits and vegetables and whole juices. And we want to really make sure that that breakfast is protein-rich, fiber-rich, so that they get that good nutrition right off the bat, and then they're less likely to be hungry throughout the day. And they're going to be more alert because we know that our brain works better when it's fueled well.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with your own child? You have a daughter, yeah?
I have two boys. I always made sure my kids had breakfast. You know, back in the days, there wasn't as much hand sanitizer when my kids were young, but I did encourage that washing hands before they left for school and then before they ate. And when you got into the habit of getting kids to wash their hands, you know, sing a little happy birthday song, make sure that they're using soap and warm water, that's when we start to really keep those germs at bay because they're floating in those air molecules around us.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you want to think about supplements for your kids, whether that's in the form of a daily multivitamin or a gummy, or even a probiotic could help as well.
All right, with all the mothers and fathers working every day, if a child is sick, how do you deal, I mean really sick, how do you deal with that if you have to go to work?
Well, I think there's a few things. We know that our kids are going to get sick, so we need to have a backup plan to what we're doing. So whether that's a friend, a neighbor, being a resource, first is trying to have someone help you with that child if you can't take the day off work or work from home. The next plan is really talking around the neighborhood and other moms because you don't want to send your child to school sick. A runny nose, clear fluids coming out, that's okay. When we start getting the coloration, that's an infection. You need to get them to a doctor and get them checked up before it turns into something bigger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mostly just common sense, which unfortunately is not exercised by everybody as much as it might be advisable. Just common sense. Feed your children. Give them exercise. Exercise programs. You're an exercise person. Exercise is the best thing in the world for kids to keep them going, keep them up and at them, right? Even early in the morning?
That's right. In fact, we know that exercise helps stimulate brain function. And more importantly, the average child is on devices 7 hours a week. So let's cut down those devices and get them outside.
Yep.
Like we used to go. Get us
AndreaMetcalf.com. Check all this information out there. Good to have you, Andrea. Thanks for being on Good Day.
The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good nonspecific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a deadlock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're real nice. If I didn't have puke breath, I'd kiss you.
Along with this beer, eh?
Great.
Do it. Oh, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh? We're those guys who talk over songs and wreck, remember?
Yeah, here's another one.
We were shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
I'm your father, Luke. Give in to the dark side of the force, you
Nazi. They get a listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, me stepping on intros to records there.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Ian Thomas with Bob and Doug McKenzie from the movie Strange Brew, which was the number one movie during this week in 1983.
Wow. Remember that? What was that up against? It was number one.
Bunga bunga. Not much, apparently. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We get started with movie music, and then we'll go into movie news as Movie Moments continues. Look at the Will Smith movie that tackles the NFL cover-up coming up next year on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Chuck Curry is here, the original finder of the Atari game from E.T. You got that now at home, right, Chucker?
I do.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. You paid
$108,000? That's a couple bucks more than my price.
Wow. Will Smith in this new movie. The movie's called Concussion. There is very important information in here. How do these movies that tackle public issues do when they get to the box office, Trucker?
I hear this movie, the buzz on that film's pretty good. I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer. I know the studio just put it online yesterday, but supposedly it's serious there, and you have to believe, well, it deals with the concussion issue in the NFL, and
right.
You have to believe that the NFL is not too fond of this movie coming out right around Super Bowl time.
No, uh-uh. No, they're not going to be happy about this.
The timing in terms of the studio will be pretty good, and the movie will probably do pretty well.
All right, so we've got the story at DougStephan.com. Here's a clip from the trailer, the new Will Smith movie.
And America was here. You could be anything. You could do anything. I am the wrong person to have discovered this.
If you don't speak for them, who will?
Found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma. Choke the brain.
That is Will Smith speaking.
Does not want to talk to you.
You turn on the lights and gave their biggest boogeyman a name.
You're going to war with a corporation that owns a day of the week.
No proof was presented today because there simply isn't any.
They have to listen to us. This is bigger than they are.
Alec Baldwin in the movie.
Wasn't yeah, it? Yeah. Alec Baldwin's in the movie. Yep.
You know, the only thing about concussions in the NFL is it really a surprise to anybody that played 20, 30, 40 years
right.
ago.
No, but
you
went
get
there.
You get your head banged upside down repeatedly, and something might go wrong a little later in your life.
Well, what they're going after is the NFL because they try to cover it up and bury it and not pay off people because they knew full well what the vagaries of playing football are. All right,
but in my personal opinion, yeah. I don't fault the NFL at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I walked in a wrestling ring and somebody threw me off the top rope over and over, and I said, "Boy, I didn't know I hurt myself," I mean, that's on me.
Well,
that's my opinion.
A couple
no?
of ways of looking at it. Let's get to the movies, and you and I can argue about it later.
I'm going to do some TV news of interest. NBC is benched to propose reboot of the 90s sitcom Coach, which would once again star Craig T. Nelson. They filmed
Where does it go?
But,
all right, so it doesn't go to NBC, but it goes someplace.
Creatively.
Where does
what
it go?
May not go anywhere. But
nah, it'll go someplace. There's too much product needed by all these cable channels.
They're going to come to your house and perform at your house.
Yeah, I know.
And CBS has canceled their summer series Under the Dome after three seasons. The first season I liked. The last two, honestly, were completely awful.
Yeah. The old premise was awful.
Embarrassing, too.
Those Stephen King novels that are so scary. Who needs
Should have ended after one season.
Right. All right, Chuck Curry. He'll be back tomorrow. He's not ended today. Well, he is now because he's out of time. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.